Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahan. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Ask Dr. Ava. You are now tuned in live to Ask Dr. Ava. This is her co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and this is the last show of the year. And we just are on the air not to do our whole 2 hours. But once again, you are tuned in to Ask Dr. Ava with our host, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who is not with us tonight. But we are just coming in. We was going to play a previously scheduled show, but we decided to at least come on just to thank all of the callers on behalf of Dr. Ava and her co-host, myself, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and our brother, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Rona, and the whole Ask Dr. Ava Elevated staff. You know, we've had a great year, and we've had a wonderful year, and we have thoroughly enjoyed everyone. We have thoroughly enjoyed all of the callers. We thoroughly enjoyed everyone for, you know, just being a part of this show. And, you know, this elevated show that she does on WVON on Sundays, and as well as the show tonight on Thursday night, you know, it just it's a beautiful thing that there is a platform and an avenue for not only us, the believers, but those that are fighting for freedom, justice, and equality that are out in the community, out in the streets and in the byways, those fighting in the streets and those fighting in the suites, fighting for legislation and policies, and those that are growing food for us, those that are educating, those that are doing security, all of those that are out there that contribute to these conversations, we thank you. We thank you, and we ask that everyone have a good year, as I always say, in the dead of winter, at least on this calendar, but we want everyone to be safe. So we may not be long tonight. We just may thank everyone for your regular support of Ask Dr. Ava with our host, Dr. Ava Muhammad. We are encouraging everybody to come to Savior's Day. It's going to be a wonderful time in Detroit, February the 5th, 19th through the 21st. But we will be doing a live broadcast on February the 18th in Detroit. So Ask Dr. Ava will be live in Detroit on February 18th, same time. We'll just be recorded, and no, we'll just be live. But we want to make sure that you're there for that. You can go to NOI.org to learn more about Savior's Day, as well as go back and watch the time and what must be done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right.
Definitely one that you don't want to not study. You want to make sure that you are studying, as well as follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Twitter at Louis Farrakhan, and we want you to follow him on Facebook, Minister Louis Farrakhan, as well as follow Dr. Ava at Dr. Ava Muhammad. So right now, I just want to turn it over, and like I said, we greatly appreciate everyone that called in, because we learn a lot as we are dialoguing with you. But I just wanted to turn it over to Dr. Ridgely for a few minutes just to give some closing remarks. And we may stay on for a few more minutes, But we will not be having our regular two-hour show on this New Year's Eve. But I'm going to turn it over to Doc, and we can just continue this open conversation for now. Assalamu alaikum, okay. Doc. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Are you going to allow people to call in?
We may take a few callers. We may take a few callers. We will not be doing a regular 2 hours.
Okay. Well, we're good. I won't be long, but it's a couple things I wanted to end this year on, and that is Bridgely Mukmin Facebook page, I have some interesting stuff posted, and one of them is what the believers in Waxahachie, I think I said it right, Waxahachie, Texas, did to fulfill Mr. Farrakhan's call to boycott Santa, and at the same time to take money from the white companies or white businesses and to redistribute the pain, but then redistribute the dollars towards the black community. And so Waxahachie did such a great job. It was so wise as how the minister there did it. He went and got his to the lawyer and to the city and made sure that he was doing legally in terms of directing customers from a Korean-owned beauty supply place that had nothing but pictures of black women, because, you know, that's what they make their money off of is our people, and redirect them to a black beauty supply store. So I thought that was so beautiful, because, you know, this year and last year we've had a lot of negative things that happen to black people, shooting our black men and women and raping our women and while they're in jail. And, you know, we need to see some type of positive response to that. And Mr. Farrakhan gave us the methodology to respond to a people who, you know, let's face it, white folks don't believe in God. I mean, they don't care nothing about God, but what they do care about is their money. And white people don't care about the rights of others. All they think is might and money. So Mr. Farrakhan asked us to withdraw our economic support, as Martin Luther King had done, asked to do back in 1968. Well, you know, he asked to do that. So these people in Waxahachie, Texas, did that, and I think it's so good to see that and done in a very wise manner. But one of the problems that we have in trying to redistribute the money to black businesses is that because of the trick of integration, we gave up on our black businesses, and the white folks didn't come to our black businesses, so our black businesses died. So now we don't have no businesses, and now we don't have no jobs running off the white folks thinking they'll, you know, give us these jobs they did for a while just to trick us as we lost ground. And as a matter of fact, there's an article at the Final Call newspaper that we wrote dealing with how Walmart has now, you know, just sucked up everything and began to buy stuff from China and other places. So we lost our businesses first, and then we lost our jobs because Walmart got all the manufactured goods from someplace else other than America. So we lost on all fronts. So we got to fight back somehow, and we don't have the guns to fight back with, so we had to fight back with our dollars. So that's why I'm glad that they did that. And there's one other thing I want to leave people with. The end of this year, I know we don't do New Year's resolutions, but if you want to do a New Year's resolution, I would like for you to do this. Do not drink soda pop that has high fructose corn syrup in it. Do not drink any brand of soda that has high fructose corn syrup in it. I have done an experiment with myself, and I thank Allah that I'm still living. Okay? Leave them alone. I had to do a lot of driving a couple of months ago, and I was getting sleepy, and so I knew that Dr. Pepper had caffeine, so I drank one Dr. Pepper maybe once every 2 days or so, and it locked me up. It locked my bowels up. And I had to take, you know, pills and stuff. Hey, I'm serious. You don't want that stuff. So I stopped drinking it, you know, and I, you know, just try to keep myself awake in the daytime. I'm trying to get sleepy. I stopped drinking. I had no more problems eliminating after that. So that stuff will lock you up. And if you know you got stuff coming in and stuff can't go out, eventually it's going to kill you. So high fructose corn syrup and sodas in particular will kill you. So make this resolution. We already know we should be drinking sodas anyway, but make this resolution that you ain't going to drink no soda pop with high fructose corn syrup in it because it is deadly. As a matter of fact, just last night on PBS, they did a program on food, and that was one of the major killers, the major that causes, in particular, diabetes and getting fat was high fructose corn syrup in sodas. So that is the, a major killer. And if you missed that program on public TV last night, it's probably going to come back on. But it is so enlightening, and it bears witness to the teachings of Elijah Muhammad. The man said basically eat food, mostly plants, and not too much. He said eat food. He said eat food. You say, oh, you think, no, what we're eating is mostly, what do you call that? He called that well, it's something that looked like food, you know what I mean? It's imitation food. It's this processed stuff. It's not food. It's edible food substances. It's not food. Food is something that grows, something that walks, or something that swims, or something that flies, okay? If it comes out of a store, a plant, if it's in a box, it's in a bag, it's in a can, don't touch it. If the white man has touched it, leave it alone. He didn't put something in it. And as a matter of fact, the Food and Drug Administration has admitted now that I've been checking. There's 10,000 artificial ingredients in our food system. And the FDA said, well, 3,000 of those, they have no idea what they are. So they don't test none of this stuff. You can go on my webpage, and also you can read articles talking about that. It's like it's ridiculous that you thought – they're looking out for you. In fact, they're killing us. They're killing you with artificial chemicals in the food. Then the same chemical companies is producing the drugs to alleviate the pain and take your money and kill you at the same time. So it is a war going on. It's vicious. It's nasty. It's dirty. But we have the key with how to eat to live to stay out of the devil's traps. So please leave that high fructose corn syrup alone. Get into and leave margarine alone, go back to butter, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and basically go back to how these live and live your life based on that. And then we as farmers, we can serve you. But, you know, we can't serve you when you're buying all this processed stuff because they buy it, the processing companies buy it from the farmers cheap and then put the poison in and then give it to you. And so we don't want to be a part of that poisoning system. But if you go back and start cooking from scratch, then we can service you. And give you better food, a better price, so you can live longer. So those are the main things I want to end with this year. Like Brother Terrence, I thank you so much for participating in the Blog Talk radio program tonight and our Blog Talk on Saturday, the NOI-MOA on Saturday nights at 8 o'clock. And I just thank you for participating in the Staple Goods Project, the ABLE program, and buying the fresh vegetables from the Muhammad's Farms. We really, you know, we in the job of working for you. So we thank you all for participating, and I'll turn it back over to Brother Terrence.
All right, all right. So y'all heard the lecture. We will be collecting charity. no, we thank you, Dr.
Stay away from them sodas, man. Stay away from them sodas. I'm telling you, I know. This is not no theory. I done tested it. You know, I am a scientist, and I tested it. I'm alive to tell you, don't touch it.
I would just say the reasoning for the first reason, I was like, okay, and it's true, but I've given up sodas since about 6 years now. So I haven't had a soda, but soda does damage your body, damage your kidney. So it damages your body all around. So we want to make sure we stay away from those things. But as Dr. Ridgely said, you can hear him and listen to all of the things that the Ministry of Agriculture talks about as it relates to our food and what we're drinking and, you know, what we're eating, which are critical things. So that blog talk is always on Saturday night. So we want to make sure that you are following Dr. Ridgely and hearing all this good information for those that are on his show, the guests, and those working with him, because we need to make sure that we know that. But as I said, and for those who just came on and just listening, Dr. Ava is not with us tonight, but she sends her love and wishes everyone well and thank everyone for not only the support in 2015, but all of the support and love that you have shown her over the years, whether it be Blog Talk Radio, whether it be in the ministry, whatever she has done of good to spread the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, taught today by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We are greatly appreciative of all of the love and all of the things and the words that people have shared. We are getting ready to close out. And like I said, thank everyone for coming on. But Dr. Ridgely did ask me a few seconds ago, he said, will we take any callers? And yes, so we may take one or two. We will not be taking a host of callers, but one caller is already in queue, and that is one of our regulars. So I'm going to go ahead and definitely let our good brother, Brother Hoyle, come on and give a comment. Welcome to Ask Dr. Ava, Brother Hoyle.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely, and may both of you have a blessed new year and with all the prosperity, and may Allah protect you all and your family and Sister Ava, you know, if she, you know, wherever she is, may Allah bless her and her family. And I just wanted to just tell you, brothers, Happy New Year, and just watch Allah do his work. You know, we're looking at this Bill Cosby thing, you know, and, you know, all of this is just, you know, different distractions. Of, you know, we got the new final call saying pain, protest, and progress. I'm looking at it right now. And it's make sure you go out and get it. But I'm going to let you all handle it today. I just want to tell you all and the rest of the callers and the listeners, Happy New Year. And and maybe, you know, next year, inshallah, you know, we'll be bigger and better next time. So, you know, and warning and arising and warning our people. So, you know, like I said, may Allah bless you all, and I just want to say, just watch Allah work, because, you know, the Mississippi River is, they said it's going to, probably by this Saturday, going to get, I think, 43 or 44 feet. It's going to be flood stage. So Missouri, they're not telling you all about Missouri, that it's the way it's flooded.
Right.
And,
yep.
So, and,
Louis.
Well, you know. And, you know, then also another thing, they had a earthquake out in a small earthquake in California. There's a big methane leak out there. You, mm-hmm. Any of y'all heard about that, the methane leak in California? It's a big it's a leak. Uh-huh. And so, you know, you just got to watch Allah do his work and, you know, pray for the families that lost their lives here around in this area with the tornadoes, you know. It was a person died yesterday. Well, you know, they were injured and they died. Two or three people died this week in the Mississippi area. So, and, but, you know, Allah is at work, brothers. I'm going to let y'all go to work, and I'm just wishing y'all a happy new year. And, inshallah, we'll talk next week.
Thank you very much, brother.
Lay salam.
I just want to say one thing about the Final Call newspaper. The brother mentioned the Final Call newspaper, and you know, I'm a farmer, and so, you know, and I sell the Final Call newspaper every week. I just got back, as a matter of fact, meeting my customers, and you know, I do that because as a farmer, I cannot service our people where their behinds are at, and their behinds are in the white man's kitchen at his table, and I can't move their behind until I move their mind, and that's what the Final Call does. It gives them information and knowledge to change their mind, which will put their behind in a seat that I can serve. So, you know, without people with a mindset that they have, it's impossible to serve them because they're just crazy as hell. So we have to wake them up and have them even to want to eat right, and then so we can feed them right, but they don't even want to eat right unless they have some type of knowledge put in their head, and that's what comes in the Final Call. So Thank you very much,
yes,
Brother Hall, for reminding us of the importance of the final call this year. Everybody get the subscription. If you don't have your subscription, get your subscription. Hunt down your salesperson. Make sure they deliver. And when you move, tell a salesperson where you're going to move to. I done had that problem so many times. And my customers move, and they don't leave a foreign address. So please, you go move, and you got a brother who brings the paper to you, let him know so he can catch up with you. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. So as I said, for those that are just joining us, we're live with Ask Dr. Ava. This is her co-host, Brother Terrence. She is not with us tonight, but she wishes everyone well. We're just going to take two more callers for tonight, just two more callers for tonight, because we're not going to be here for the whole 2 hours, but we just want to give an appreciation to those that are listening. We didn't want to give a pre-recorded show tonight for the last show of the year going into 2016, but I do want to mention a few things that Dr. Richard just brought up earlier. And as one, we want to make sure that January 1st, each year, we want to give $18.20, because
right,
it is $5 a day, 35 cents a week, that we give to the Economic Blueprint. So we want to go to economicblueprint.org, economicblueprint.org. I paid my $18.20 this year, and I paid it last year, and I'm going to pay it tomorrow it crosses over the timeline. And make sure that we're contributing to our own economic blueprint, where we get more land and we can build industries and commerce for ourselves. And also wanted to go back and just remember that December experienced all the four weather seasons on December 26th, you know, the flooding, the snow.
Right.
But luckily the believers were okay out there, but they are going through it as the rest of America is going through it. And also, when Dr. Ridgie, one of the things I want to be clear about when we're talking about the reason why I brought up the economic blueprint is, as the brothers and sisters in Texas did their boycott, they didn't just boycott one business and just boycott it, but they boycotted and redirected the traffic to another black business. So we want to make sure that what city you're in, whatever city you're in, identify those black businesses that are doing good and have good products and good service in our communities, because one thing we don't want to do is send you to people that are not good businesses. We want to make sure that they're a good business, they are supporting the community. So if there's an alternative to going somewhere, we know there are certain things that you're going to have to, at this time, go to get maybe gas. But that's why the boycott was the frivolous buying of gifts, celebrating something that we shouldn't be as it relates to Santa Claus, not necessarily Jesus. That's why the slogan that the minister had, up with Jesus, down with Santa. So we were down with the Christmas spending. But going into 2016, and the boycott lasts from January up until January the 2nd. So you got tomorrow and Saturday to continue the boycott. And the minister said we'll then go into phase two. But we want to make sure after the boycott is on that we are also identifying and supporting those black businesses that are successful, that are doing good work and that are doing good things. And lastly, as Dr. Ridgely said, the final call, number one newspaper, I give a shout-out to Barbara Arnwine, very, very great civil rights activist in our day and time. She has a show every Tuesday at 12 noon on WOL, 1450 a.m. in D.C., and she had our brother Askia Muhammad and Cliff Kelly on her show, and they gave mad respect to the final call. And she also said one of the top 20 stories that was not covered was that of the Million Man March 20th anniversary. But she did give a shout out to the final call newspaper, and the nation just wanted to remember her. So let me get through these last two callers as we wrap up this show on the last day of the year. So we definitely have on cue, and everybody know we're going to have this person on cue, Dr. Salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Thank you, soldiers. I want to thank both of you for all that you do and have done. Brother Flight Lieutenant, I gave you that title, but I bear witness that you've earned it. You are one of the greatest helpers that the minister has. You take the forefront, you take the frontal position, and you lead. And I appreciate that, brother. And Dr. Ava, I know she's in a good place wherever she is. and it's to Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann. Y'all have worked miracles on the farm, and I just love to hear Sister Ula call in and talk about it. And we just got some wonderful people that call and wonderful people that are in the nation and of the nation. And I'm just proud to be a part of that. And I'd like to leave with just a quick sentence of something the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said. He said, if you understand your nature, then you will understand the unlimited possibilities of the human being. And I think we're getting there. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much, beloved family.
All right,
may Allah bless us.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Walaikum salam.
And just as he laid it out, he set it right up. He said he mentioned a sister. We couldn't have just two brothers call, so we had to make sure we have a sister before we close out the show. And Sister Eula, welcome to Ask Dr. Ava, our last caller for the night.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
This is a shout out to Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann, because all praise to Allah. I don't drink soda pops and haven't had them since approximately 2012. By me eating those natural staple goods from the Musa farm, it has killed my craving for snack cakes, soda pops, candy bars, and potato chips. I don't eat any of that stuff. And I encourage anyone listening to go that routine. Get your whole wheat flour from Dr. Ridgely, your beans, your rice, etc. And you,
right.
It's an investment in your health. And thanks to Dr. Salam and Brother Hoyle and Dr. Salam giving me that support for becoming a minister, because all praise to Allah, I got an A at the master's level in my last course. I have one more to go, and I graduate, and inshallah, in the fall, I want to do an ND, not a PhD, naturopathic doctor degree in natural healing. Praise to Allah. And so I just want to thank Dr. Ridgely, thank Brother Terrence, the flight attendant, and all the listeners for the support y'all give this show. And don't stop giving donations to the 3-year economic plan to help the farm. I give my $20 every month. I wish I could give more, and when I have more, I will. But if we all give 20, he will get plenty. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Okay, sis, I'm the poet now. I'm the poet. Watch it. I'm the poet. I'm the poet. Watch it now. Watch it.
So once again, we want to thank all of the callers. We thank everyone that's on the show. We thank all of the listeners. We just thank all of you so much on behalf of Dr. Ava, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Rona. We do this out of love. As she said, this is not a paid show. We are doing this out of the love for our people, because there was love given to us and put in us.
Okay.
And still delivered to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So this is a work of love and dedication to our people. And we can list the things that have happened in 2015, but I know the biggest thing that we want to remember and the biggest thing that we want to carry into 2016 is justice or else.
10-10-15, that's right.
Or else. We want to remember that slogan. This is not. It was not a moment at 10-10-15. It is a movement.
That's
and
right.
Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is going to take us in the next phase of justice or else in 2016, as we're watching these presidential elections, as we're watching the weather, as we're watching wars and rumors of wars. We know that we will stay in the under the guidance and direction of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that's why we want to stay in tune and come back next week for the first show of the year with our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. And once again, we just thank everyone for calling. And, yes, you are tuning in to Ask Dr. Ava. And we are signing off for the year. And we will see you and listen to you
next year.
All right.
Right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.